Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Jeremiah 17, verse 7, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The second way to take initiative is to take action. There's an old saying, you can if you will. Initiators don't wait for others to motivate them. They know it's their responsibility to move themselves forward beyond their comfort zone, and they make it a practice. President Theodore Roosevelt said, there is nothing brilliant or outstanding in my record, except perhaps this one thing. I do the things I believe ought to be done. And when I make up my mind to do a thing, I act. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and do good. Take action, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. Thirdly, learn from your failures and keep moving forward. The good news for initiators is they make things happen. The bad news is they make lots of mistakes along the way. The greater your potential, the greater your chances for failure. Senator Robert Kennedy said, only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. Are you constantly on the lookout for opportunity? Or do you wait for it to come to you? Are you willing to pray and take a step of faith? Or do you endlessly analyze everything? As former chairman of Chrysler, Lee Iacocca said, even the correct decision is wrong when it was taken too late. When was the last time you initiated something substantial in your life? If you haven't moved yourself forward out of your comfort zone lately, you might have to jumpstart your initiative. The Bible says, he is your helper and your shield. That means God will help you to succeed. And when you fail, he will protect and redirect you. From Vision's Word for Today, take the initiative, part two.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.